Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I love how the name of this video is, holy frick, it's early.
I know, right? When the alarm went off this morning, I was like, wow, that's what that feels like.
It's early. It's really, really early this morning.
It is. Yeah. Quite early. But yeah. At least I'm back to sleeping on my dream Giza dream sheets.
Yeah. It's like,
from
ooh,
my pillow.
So nice.
And we have actual pillow news.
Pillow news.
So David Hogg.
Remember him? Remember?
From such things as being
very scrawny,
Harvard student.
Very scrawny. Remember?
He wrote a tweet storm this big. Like, it's so many tweets long.
Right. That's how you get into Harvard these days, is you write tweet storms.
Just make sure you misspell everything.
Congratulations, Harvard.
So I'm not going to read it all, obviously, because it's way too long. But the gist of it is, he is stepping away from that whole pillow company idea that he had going on. Remember?
He's stepping down from the board. Is that what
he's stepping away from the whole company. He said, remember that guy that he was starting it with, that William Legate guy?
Right.
He said, basically, here was our goal. Here's what we wanted to do. We had so much support. Oh my God. We were like just flooded with support. But after a whole bunch of talking, I've made the good faith decision to allow William to bring that vision to life without me.
Right. Because, I mean, he decided, looks like a lot of work. That's what he decided, right?
That sounds like a lot of work.
Right. Looks like a lot of work.
He decided
to actually like work in a company rather than just be out there tweeting all the time.
Right. It actually takes work.
Companies require work.
What's interesting too is that, you know, I mean, we can't stand the little weasel, and that's a given. However, he is the one that brought the name recognition to the idea. Mm-hmm. So some dude named William Legate starting a pillow company to fight Mike Lindell's My Pillow company is never going to work.
Right.
It's never going to work without David Hogg promoting it and being a part of it.
Well,
right?
It wouldn't have worked anyway.
Exactly.
So maybe they may, when it actually does tank at some point, they may blame it on that, but it wouldn't have worked anyway. Even if David Hogg was out there fighting every day with his tiny little arms, like fighting the power, like
with
there's
his, like,
no
Kermit
way.
Arms.
With his, woo! His little, it just would have never worked. So, I mean, they can find a scapegoat, any scapegoat they want to find, but it would have never worked. No.
And besides, what was the point of him even starting a fight with Mike Lindell of MyPillow? You're never going to compete with MyPillow, you guys. And we know this because we have all the products from MyPillow.
Right.
We've tried literally everything, and it's all amazing.
Every single thing. And it is amazing. And not only that, but Mike Lindell is a good man, and he created a company based on the American dream and goodness. I mean, and he did it from the bottom and built it all the way to the top. And it's like, that's what America is all about. It's not about bitterness and being a jerk.
Yeah.
Which is what they're founding this company on. It's like this is a company that they, at least what I presume, they're founding it on bitterness and like
spite.
Some sort of. Yeah. Good luck with that.
It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. Anyway, if you want to take advantage of some amazing, amazing discounts using code
CHICKS,
not only do you get buy one, get one on sets of sheets and sets of towels, which are my favorite, the towels are my absolute favorite, you get discounts on all kinds of other things if you use code CHICKS at MyPillow.com or you call 800-875-0513. Do it right now. Support Mike Lindell.
CHICKS.
And stick it to David's skinny armed hog. Stick it to him, you guys.
Oh my God. So Mock got in a fight.
I got in a fight. Well, it was just so dumb. I got into a fight with, actually, it was a woman named Kate Kelly on Esquire. I need to point out her Esquire because people like her are very into their titles.
She's an Esquire? Is that what
she's
said?
She's an Esquire. She's a lawyer.
Okay.
And she's...
Can't she just say she's a lawyer? Can't she just say that?
Well, what? I mean, it's her profile name is like Kate underscore Kelly underscore Esque. That's okay. her thing, her handle.
Okay. So she's really into that?
She's into a lot of weird shit, you guys. So she's like one of those really radical feminists who clearly hates men. And so she had written a post that actually made her viral over the weekend about how when men call women crazy, it's because the women that they're referring to have some kind of super seedy information about them that they don't want known. And there are no exceptions to that rule. And so many people responded to her and was like, well, what about when women call you crazy? How does that work then? Because they're not men. It's women calling you crazy because you are.
Right.
So anyway, I just took a gander at her profile and I saw a tweet from a few days ago where she told the story about being a sixth grader. Okay, so she's 12, right? She decides to tell the story about how when she was 12, a boy who liked her made her a mixtape. Remember making
I found one as I was getting ready to move and moving. Like, we're moving and I'm packing. I found a mixtape from my very first boyfriend. And I'm like, oh my God. And I kept it. All these years. Like, when I was 16 years old.
And you remember how much work it took to make that?
Oh my God. I loved it. With like the handwritten, he wrote all the songs out.
Yes.
And it was packed into this little cassette. Oh my
God.
And
it meant so much. And every song, you probably had to record it from the radio.
Totally.
Remember? So, okay. Right. So she tells a story on Twitter. A little boy who clearly likes her a lot makes her a mixtape. She looks at the little writing on it and notices that every single song has the word love in it. So what does she do? She says, she hands it back to him, says, you know the feeling's not mutual, right? And walks away. And she bragged about that on Twitter and said, for any women out there who need some sixth grade me energy, here you go. As if that was a good thing she did. And I was so mad because I kept thinking, oh my God, that 12-year-old boy, that probably took a lot of courage, right? He's trying to do something nice for her.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's a complete biatch to him.
She is an absolute biatch.
I retweeted it and I was like, apparently Kate Kelly energy in sixth grade is to be a complete bitch for no reason.
Right.
So she and I got into a big fat fight, and then a whole bunch of other feminists piled on, and they were like, women have agency and shouldn't care about men's feelings, and they are empowered to reject men, and it's okay to say no. Mm. I was like, nobody is talking about sleeping with the guy.
Right.
We're talking about thanking him for putting an effort into making a mixtape.
Or just not being a complete bitch. Maybe just not being a complete bitch. Maybe just saying, hey, thanks for making that. That was really sweet.
That's really sweet.
You don't have to be interested in the guy. You can just be like, that was a sweet effort. That was such a sweet gesture. Thanks.
Right?
Yeah.
This is like totally obvious, but apparently feminists think it's insanely crazy that you would accept that gift in the first place and thank them. Because why should you care about that boy's feelings?
The notion of having manners. Like,
that's all it is.
Whatever happened to manners? Like, what is that?
Yeah. So Don Cheadle...
Oh God, Don Cheadle,
from such things as
Boogie Nights, remember?
Right, and Ocean's 11, and like a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
Don Cheadle, who has nearly a million followers, decides to retweet one of Kate Kelly's responses to me, and said something like, "These chicks don't know what they're talking about." Blah, whatever he said, was dumb. But the point is, he said it to a million people, right? And so, as soon as he retweeted it, I was like, now I'm going to get all the crazies to our mentions. I'm going to have to spend like a whole bunch of time blocking idiots, right?
Right.
Which in a way is good because it brings all the idiots to the front, and then
it brings
all the
idiots to the yard. All of them to the yard.
And it makes it very easy to just like block
on. And then you can just get like a fire, a flamethrower.
Right.
And just start flamethrowing all the idiots. That's what
I do. So I thanked him. I wrote him back and I was like, thank you, Don Cheadle, for sending all the crazies in, you know, my direction all at one time. So right. I can block them en masse. It makes it easier to cull the herd. And he was like, that goes both ways. Or I don't even know what he said. It was so dumb. It was
Don
so
Cheadle,
dumb.
You were great in Boogie Nights.
I'm like, well, I cannot believe that this is how I'm spending my day back is fighting with Don Cheadle. What
on
the
Twitter.
Hell is my life?
Like, this is welcome to the world of the chicks. It's like if it's not a restraining order from some psycho, you're fighting with Don Cheadle on Twitter
about a chick being mean to somebody in the sixth grade. Like this is what I was doing.
This is our life, you guys.
But I came back to the office today to presents.
Oh, what did we get?
Well, one thing that we got is from Judy in South Dakota, who made us each T-shirts. Look
what?
At these.
Oh my God.
So the little circles, say hairy, big, iron, tiny, giant, and right.
I love it. That
Isn't
is fantastic.
That Judy
is so
from
great.
South Dakota. But then we also got an anonymous present. So if this is from you, you need to own it,
Speak
someone.
Up. Or forever hold your
and
peace.
And it's the greatest. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. This is a T-shirt that identifies as a blouse. Oh my God! I will wear that on Newsmax.
Right, that's what I thought. We each got one. We should wear them on Newsmax.
Oh my God, you think I won't? I absolutely will wear that.
We have to. We have to wear them because that is what Grant will totally notice and have
to. He will notice and he'll be like, "What does your shirt say?" And I'll say, "This is what it says. This is what it says."
But I don't know who sent those to us.
Oh my God!
It came straight from Cafe Press, and I have no idea who sent them.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. That is the best freaking T-shirt.
Isn't it great?
Both
of them.
Oh, my God.
Both of those
shirts. I love it. I'll also wear that out and about in public.
Right. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's like the greatest thing, and it's nice. Like, it's nice quality, whatever.
Thank you, guys. Whoever sent that, that is the best. I'm wearing it.
Please identify yourself at once, for real.
We'll both wear them. We'll both wear them on Newsmax. That's
totally
fantastic. Because, you know, and I have to say, I've packed all my blouses. I have this black one, and I have, like, one more. I have like a burgundy one. That's it. So if we go on Newsmax, you guys, I'm wearing my Def Leppard T-shirt. Sorry.
No, you're wearing this one.
And that.
And that
that's
one. What, that's probably not
saying.
The balls one. Probably not appropriate.
Why not? I mean, this is the thing. I have packed everything. Like, you have no idea. There is nothing left. It's all in boxes. And I'm without clothes for like 6 weeks. I'm going to have to wear like, like it is a party from the waist down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, you guys? Yeah. So I'm going to make sure I get it up. But I don't know if you guys saw over the weekend. Of course, I'm obsessed with this border stuff. Obsessed with it. Because listen, I'm moving to Texas, okay?
Yeah, you're so moving to the border.
I know. So,
Essentially.
I mean, I'm not really moving to the border. Why is my stuff not coming up? Okay, hold on. I got to make sure I can get this. Okay, here we go. But we've got like the federal government is spending $86 million. Now, I know some people are like, I mean, it's just $86 million. What do we care about $86 million, right? Nobody cares.
Daisy. Care about that.
Nobody cares about $86 million. I mean, it's just what would you guys do with $86 million, right? We're spending $86 million on hotel rooms and beds for illegal immigrants, right? We're spending, because, you know, they don't have a place to go.
Well, they already, all the facilities are overcrowded.
They're full. Everybody,
so what are they going to do?
They got to do something, right?
Five-star accommodations.
Right, so we got to get them hotel rooms. Meanwhile, there are veterans and homeless Americans that are sleeping on the streets. So you guys tell me how fair that is. Like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, how are people not outraged by this? And again, my blood pressure goes up because Kamala and Biden still haven't gone to the border. Nobody gives a crap. Liberals are completely silent about it. I got all my virtue signaling friends on Facebook who were like, oh my God, Kamala's so great. She really cares about the children. And, you know, but listen, at least they're not, you know, they're not seeing really mean tweets anymore, right? So that's nice. That's nice for all of them who voted for this garbage. I'm so over it. Like nobody's talking about it except for Fox. Nobody.
Yeah, they're the ones that are showing the exclusive video footage from there. I know.
they're the only ones that talk about it. It's like you flip, I'll flip the channels, you know, because I'm a masochist, but I'll flip the channels. I want to see like what CNN and MSNBC and CBS and all these people, no one's talking about the border except for Fox. Cause it's like, it's a, you know, it's all like pre-programmed narrative. What are they
going to do? Well, when they do talk about it, they try to blame the current conditions on Trump, which is laughable considering they're the ones that are incentivizing people to come here with their whole catch and release bull crap.
Oh my God. Because he's the one who overturned what Trump did.
Yeah. This is very easy to fix. Go back to Trump policies, get your ass built in the wall again. This problem will go away.
Right.
But they keep incentivizing all the people.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is a huge problem. It's a huge problem. Like, it's going to get even worse. We're going to see crime. We're going to see this.
And it's not just the border states. It's going to be worse everywhere.
And what about COVID? Nobody cares. Nobody seems to care about that. I mean, I get so angry about this. It's unbelievable. And the fact that we're spending money on hotel rooms for these people, we have homeless Americans that don't have a place to stay.
I know. It's infuriating.
Anyway, so that's happening. 86 million. Hope you guys are happy about spending that money. Congratulations.
I mean, it is out of control. Speaking of Texas, did you see the fight that Ted Cruz and John Boehner are in?
Oh my God. Tan Man is back. He wrote a book.
Ted Cruz, they're seriously saying the meanest things to each other. And I am here for it.
Did you tell, do you have something in particular? Like, tell us some stuff because I love that they're fighting. Because John Boehner, he went and he retired. Why can't these people just retire? You know?
Yeah, I mean, why does anybody want to read a book from John Boehner now?
I know.
Like, why would we want?
There was some guy on Fox. I can't remember his name. There's some guy, the English dude that comes on Fox every once in a while. He's hilarious. I don't know. You guys can tell
me. Is it Stephen Hilton?
I think it probably is. I don't know his name. I don't know who everybody is on Fox, but he's hilarious and he's very blunt. And I really like him. He's funny. But anyways, he was talking about John. He was like, John Boehner, like, who's John Boehner? Like, does anybody know? And he was making fun of his tan and like, it's, you know,
and it was crying.
Right. Oh, that's
well,
right.
And that's kind of what Ted said. So apparently it started with Boehner saying that Ted Cruz was a jerk and that he makes a lot of noise but isn't very productive in Congress. And so Cruz tweeted back and said, oh, the swamp is unhappy. I wear with pride his drunken, bloviated scorn. Please don't cry, is what he said to Boehner. So then Boehner, there was apparently leaked audio of Boehner telling him to go F himself. So it's getting really good.
I love it.
I mean,
it's like, just... if I were Boehner, I would not want to get in a fight with Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that's not a fight you're going to win.
Because if you just go based on intellect, you're going to lose that fight.
Yeah.
Boehner.
That's not a fight you're going to have.
Uh-uh.
I do have an interesting, a very interesting mask TikTok that I saw this morning that I thought you got. It's really interesting. It's about the CDC. And this chick shows the research that came from the CDC about cloth masks. And I think you guys will find this very interesting. Take a listen to this.
Okay. Hold the freaking phone. Hang with me. Don't leave. The CDC wrote an article on mask effectiveness, and this is what I found. This is the article for all you wanting the source. Scroll down until you get here, and you'll see, to our knowledge, only one randomized.
Why? Why is it frozen?
Probably MS.
It's totally MS.
A trial has been conducted to determine the efficacy of cloth masks, so I went to that source. Took me a hot minute to find this trial, but here we are. This is it. You can find it on Google Scholar. This is the conclusion of that trial. This study is the first randomized controlled trial of cloth masks, and the results caution against the use of cloth masks. This is an important finding to inform occupational health and safety. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection. Now, yes, I understand this was published in 2015, and the participants were healthcare workers. However, it's what the CDC cited. It's what they wanted me to go read, so I did. Okay, hold.
So they've done one study,
one.
2015, that showed that cloth masks don't actually work and in fact are dangerous. And now everybody's wearing them, you guys. We are all sheep.
And this is the CDC that did it? Like, yes. I'm trying to understand. Okay, just the CDC did the study. That's
the CDC,
it.
Well, I don't know that the CDC cited this one study.
Okay, they cited the study. Do we know who actually did the study?
It's like some Australian health something or other.
Right. Okay, so that's who they're citing. And that's it. So we're going by an Australian study.
And Fauci saying that we need to pile them on. Like, where 17
when in
of
fact
them?
That the study said that they don't work.
Can you even?
I can. And then Fauci's now saying, let's put on 2-3 masks, 15 masks. It's all because we all know it's all about power. It's not about efficacy.
This is
it's
so
about
dumb.
Power.
And that, it just makes me even madder at all the mask holes who are just like, where's your mask? And the ones that give you, you know, mean looks and all that stuff. I'm just so tired of all of this.
I'm tired of the masks. Hey, it's Mock and Daisy here. Actually, Daisy and Mock. And you guys, we have been facing a really big crisis at the border.
You can't say crisis.
Oh, it's I can't say crisis? Oh, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge. It's problematic. It's not a crisis.
It's actually a policy change is what I thought it was. It's a policy change. And we've seen a lot of policy changes over the past couple months, right, with this administration. Something that's it is a problematic policy change.
Yeah. And it's a policy change that affects all of us. And whether you are in a border state or in a border town or not, you're about to be bombarded with people who are in this country illegally that are here to take your jobs, take your tax dollars, and it cause a huge overburden on our resources in this country.
And that sounds bad, Mock. That sounds
bad.
Really bad.
Does it sound like a crisis? Because it's kind of a crisis.
It does sound like a crisis indeed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is why when you're thinking about joining an organization that can offer you amazing discounts and help with some financial planning, help with Medicare and Medicaid planning, help with retirement issues and all the things that go along with being a mature citizen, then don't join the traditional organization that you've heard all about that sends you all the fancy flyers. Think about joining AMAC instead.
Yeah, they're the best, you guys. We are members of AMAC. The membership benefits are amazing. Like Mock said, the discounts are fantastic, but also they are aligned with our values and they do all the wonderful things when it comes to aligning with what we believe in. Join today at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. You are going to love them like we do.
For real. And it's so, you know, the benefits are great. We talk about the benefits all the time, but it's the cause that is even greater. And so your membership dollars go to a great cause. You know that they're fighting for the very things that you believe in. That's why you need to join AMAC at amac.us/chicks.
Do it today, y'all.
Joy Reid, by the way, over the weekend tweeted out how she's been vaccinated, but still will not engage in indoor activities, will still continue to wear a mask,
okay,
is still terrified. And
like,
I'm are an idiot.
Who wants to hang out with Joy Reid anyway?
Well, right. But she has a huge platform. So if people are upset that other people don't want to get vaccinated, the way to encourage them to get vaccinated is not to tell them that they still won't get to do anything once they are.
Yeah. And especially when the vaccine only lasts 6 months.
Exactly. And now we're finding out that the South African variant, which apparently is not racist to say, it's only racist if you call it China virus. But if you call it a South African variant, that's fine. That actually breaks through the vaccine. So the vaccines don't protect you against that variant, which is also.
Well, I mean, it's not racist now.
Right. I mean,
but I mean, just
now.
We'll check back in 3 months and see if it's racist because I mean, they change the rules every day, Mock. So, I mean, right now you just said it and it's on, you know, on record on April the 12th. So if we check back in 3 months and this tape is still available, we probably will be canceled.
Because we said South African.
You
variant.
Said it. I didn't say it. You racist. Oh, wait. No. Did I say it? I don't know. I can't remember.
I feel like you did.
Oh, crap. I'll probably be canceled, too. You racist. You made me say it.
So now I'm going to show you a TikTok that is like literally 7 seconds long.
Okay.
That could not capture my personality any harder.
Okay.
You told me you were interesting, but you're literally always in bed. I'm into resting. You told me you were interesting.
That is so
I'm
you.
I'm into resting.
Yeah, that's you. That's
I'm
totally
into
you.
Resting.
That is Mock. Mock is into resting and napping. And then I'm like, I need a project.
I know. You can never sit still.
Mm-hmm,
ever.
That's me. I am like the I can't sit still girl. And she's the I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go over here and take a nap. And I'm like, I don't know how to
yesterday
nap.
Was the day, you know, yesterday was our full day back from vacation where I should have been doing a lot of things like to sort of organize the house and get things cleaned and do all that. I did nothing.
Oh, it sounds glorious though, right?
I did nothing.
I'd say like in theory, that sounds really great to me. I've just, I don't, I've not done that since probably 2007. I haven't had a day where I actually just did nothing since around, I can't remember. It was around that time. It was probably, yeah, it was probably like my honeymoon. That was the last time I did nothing.
I feel like you did stuff. I feel like you still did stuff.
I probably did. We probably went on like a, you
know. Excursion?
Probably. We probably had an itinerary.
We probably did.
I also have one more to show you of a woman who has found out how great 50-somethings are.
Oh.
And she's, I think she can't be more than like in her 30s.
Okay.
But she has had an experience with 50-somethings that I thought you and a lot of our followers would appreciate.
Okay, because I'm about ready to turn 50 in August.
Y'all, you know how I'm trying to make friends, right? So I joined this app. It's called Meetup. So like people with common interests can get together and hang out. So today I went on one that was, it was like to a farmhouse cider place. And I looked at all the people going and they're like 50 years old and older. And I was like, that's not really like my crowd, but I'm gonna go and try it out. Bro, hang out with 50-year-old people. If you want a good time, you hang out with these older people. They give less fucks about everything in the world. They have a good having time. They have hickeys all over their necks. They're living life to their fullest. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. So fun. 50-year-olds, I'm in love. I'm in love with you.
It's so nice. It's so nice to hear something other than, oh my God, you boomer.
Right. Okay. Right. Karens.
Karen.
Oh my God. Yeah. Speaking of Karens, I have a Karen story.
You do?
This is incredible. There was a class called The History of Karen.
That Wait, was going where?
I'm not at making this
a,
up.
At a college? At a college.
Hang on, I've got it. Hang on. I've got it. Yes, here it is. Florida State University, you guys.
What?
Florida
Seminoles.
State.
Florida
they
State
were gonna
Seminoles.
Have during the summer 2021 semester, this was scheduled. It was called The History of Karen Weaponizing White Womanhood. And it was supposed to take place this summer. It was canceled because Campus Reform reported about it. They exposed it for how ridiculous it was. And so now a university spokesperson has told Campus Reform that they're no longer offering it. But there was a document that was part of the syllabus that reads, and I am not making this up, this is how the class was going to go. The activation of white terror is a white woman's soft power. We like to masculinize white supremacy to presume it reeks of testosterone when in fact it is just as likely to be spritzed by perfume.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was going to be a college class.
These people are insane. What is the name of it? What is the name of it again? I'm writing that down.
The History of Karen, Weaponizing White Womanhood.
This History of Karen.
Yeah, that was an actual offering. Now it's not, but it was.
I have to look that up. I have to look that up and read more about it. That's crazy. That is some crazy. FSU.
Yeah,
I mean, I always did. I've always not liked you, but seriously.
Do you want to hear a screaming husky?
Yes, let's hear a screaming husky.
So there was this woman on TikTok who's clearly a dog groomer, and she said it's just a picture of her looking totally aggravated because there's a husky that's staying there for the day. So the caption reads, you know, this something like when you have a husky that's in for grooming, and here is what it sounds like.
Oh,
my God. Could you imagine?
I mean, that's your job all day, is to listen to that. Like, I love listening to it for 30 seconds, but I mean, all day?
I mean, my God. And it's like, that's why you drop it off at the groomers. Like, you don't do it yourself. Because it sounds like somebody's being murdered. Oh my God, that's horrific.
Oh my God, speaking of horrible sounds, I have to show you one more.
That's horrific.
Look at this guy. Awful. This guy, this, oh my gosh, where is it? Okay, here we go.
There is a fucking woodpecker on my next door neighbor's satellite dish. This fucking bird. Ready? 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 This motherfucker.
I totally have experienced that, because at my last house, there was a woodpecker that got on our chimney. And, you know, the metal, like, part of the chimney.
Right.
It got inside there and was doing that for days.
And
it
you
was
doing that.
And we like, were like, oh, my God.
And like, you're to the point where you're like, somebody shoot it.
Oh, yeah, I would have totally shot it.
Somebody get all up in there and just put it out of its misery.
Oh, it was awful. And I didn't know who to call. We just had to wait it out.
Right.
But it took like 4 or 5 days before we even had that sound. It was awful.
That is the worst. That is the absolute worst. You guys, we're back.
We're back.
Totally, we're back. We're back. We're back.
Come back.
Come back, Jack.
We're back to our normal time.
Oh, it's so nice to be back.
We have to do a special video soon for our insiders group on Facebook.
Yes,
and we will do that soon.
Hopefully we'll do that this weekend. I think I may be settled by Sunday.
Yeah, we can do it this weekend.
I think I'll be settled by Sunday into my new apartment, my glorious little apartment.
It's just, it's like a hotel room, really.
For 6 weeks, I'll be in my little apartment. So, yeah, so maybe we could do something this Sunday for them.
Yes.
Something fun. And
so if you want to get in on that action, just look for Chicks on the Right Insiders on Facebook. You got to have the insiders there. Join that group, and then we do, and plus it's like the best people ever. I mean, besides our tailgaters, who are also amazing.
Right.
But so that is where we do some special things, because that's the platform that we use for the special things right now.
We'll be cooking something up, you guys. Cooking
Probably
something
just
up.
Just like a little chitty chat.
Yeah. It's usually more personal stuff out there. And, you know, we'll just kind of chit chat. Usually more party atmosphere, more casual, more laid back. Not that we can get any more casual. And more... Mock usually wears her crown and her scepter.
I usually have some sort of a scepter.
Exactly. We usually have jammies on because it's like, you know, later at night, stuff like that. But yeah, I think this weekend we're going to be doing something with them because it's been a while. It's just life has been so crazy for both of us. So we apologize for not doing something sooner, but we'll be doing something this weekend.
Yes.
Anyway, you guys, bring it in. Hold on. Let me, my microphone's falling. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. You guys, have a great Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye!
Two Senate Democrats vow not to change the filibuster. Joe Biden creates a commission to pack the Supreme Court, and fonts can now supposedly be racist. That's right, fonts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and hopefully leave you laughing, too. And with the insanity of the Biden agenda... we all need a little levity. Please join us. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/RADIO radio and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.